So Will, you've got three quarters of the horses out here, just show jumpers to arrive now. How have they all travelled?
Yeah, so far everything's travelled well. We had one dressage horse that had a very, very slight temperature when it got here, but that recovered extremely quickly under the care of John McEwen. And so, no, really pleased with them, how they've travelled. We've actually still got Vaulting and the Parrot Equestrian and show jumping, so we're still halfway through sort of loading the stables. In fact, the last horses arrive the day before the first horses go, so it's all go here.
The temperatures out here have been quite hot in the last few days, and with that combined with the travelling, not great conditions for the horses.
Yeah, certainly I think we looked at the 10-year averages for Lexington, and I think the temperatures have been above those averages. So they were hotter than we expected. But the humidity has been low, and it's really the combination of humidity and high temperature that causes problems. We've been very careful not to overwork the horses, but actually I think we've hit it quite lucky because our eventers arrived yesterday, which was just as the weather broke a bit and the temperatures are now a bit lower. But I think that if you if you're careful and you prepare the horses well, then they'll be fine. We're also lucky; all our stables are in the shade in the evening rather than getting the evening sun, which of course the afternoon sun, which is of course the hottest. So I'm pretty confident they'll be fine. Obviously, we wouldn't really want temperatures well over 30 for the endurance race, but if it is, then you know we'll have to cope.
And what's the mood like in the camp? You know, the raining started today and the endurance starts tomorrow. Things are, you know, starting to hot up. What's the mood like?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say it's been quite a difficult build-up over the last few days. You know, there's been little things that have perhaps could have been slightly sharper in terms of the welcoming side, or the getting the horses inside, the getting the people inside. But everyone's been really friendly. All the volunteers are fantastic. Everyone wants to make it a great games. And I think, as you say, you know, everything's kicking off now. We've had one or two little disappointments. You know, we had a reining horse that wasn't passed in the horse inspection. We had to substitute an endurance horse yesterday. But I think, like with all games, once everything starts, people are focused on doing their best, and that's why we're here.
What's been tricky? You mentioned getting into the stable. What's happened?
Well, just in terms of, you know, the groom's accommodation is a long way away, and it's a very large venue. You know, the catering started perhaps a little later than we'd have liked. And, you know, I mean, there's some joke about you can't bring umbrellas onto the venue. It's just little things like that have made the process of, you know, the two-week build-up before everybody arrives has been quite hard work. But that's all behind us now, and it is an outstanding venue. You know, the facilities here are truly world-class, and I think that the Alltech FEI Games are going to be very memorable for all the public that come to watch them, and the riders and the athletes that compete here.
What do you make of the whole thing? As you say, the venue's great. What's the atmosphere like? Describe it to everyone.
Well, do you know what? This is the first day the public have been in here, isn't it? The stables are getting bigger and bigger in terms of number of horses in them. And the atmosphere is always, you know, there's a lot of good chat between the nations and a lot of, you know, competition to get the best decorated stables or get the most stables and get the best car parking spaces. I think the atmosphere will be great. It will take a bit of time to build up. But the opening ceremony tonight, I understand, is magnificent. I'm not sure if I'll stay for the whole thing, because obviously we've got the endurance race first thing tomorrow. And it's, you know, it's the competitions I'm here for rather than the pomp and circumstance. But I think, you know, Americans know how to have fun, don't they? And they're going to get behind this. The atmosphere down in the centre of Lexington is great. And I think that the whole town and the whole area are going to get behind these games, and it should be fantastic.